Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we get started with today's lesson, we want to make sure to ask Jesus to be with us as we study. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that we get to take this time with you. Please send your Spirit to be with us and help us to understand, help us to learn more, and help us to be able to grow more in you. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Are you ready to finish this week's lesson? We are going to finish up the story of Mary and Martha. Do you remember the little argument that happened? Martha was upset because what had happened? Mary did not help her with the food, right? Mary instead sat at Jesus' feet and Martha got all mad. Can't you just imagine her hands on her hips? Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me alone? Tell her to help me. And what did Jesus say? He said, Martha, you're worried about so many things, but Mary has chosen the good part. He affirmed Mary. He told her that what she was doing was right, spending time with him. There's something really important to think about. Do you know what that is? We're going to read our memory verse, Luke 10, 41 and 42. So go ahead, grab your Bibles, open them up. We're going to Luke. So we have the Old Testament and the New Testament. Luke is in the New Testament, the third book, Matthew, Mark, Luke. We're going to Luke chapter 10, verse 41 and 42. Okay, Luke chapter 10, verse 41 and 42. Chapter 10, those are the big numbers. And you're going to find Luke chapter 10, and then you're going to find all the little numbers, 41 and 42. It's actually, I'll give you a hint, it's just before chapter 11. So if you find chapter 11, just look back just a little bit, and there's 41 and 42 of chapter 10. Let's see what that says.
But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her.
What do you think Jesus was talking about when he said the good part? I touched on it a little bit yesterday. We talked about it just a little bit. What is that good part that Mary chose? You're right. She was sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to him, spending time with him. So do you think that maybe that good part is spending time with Jesus? Taking time out of our day to spend it with Jesus? Do you think maybe it's listening to him by reading our Bible, talking to him in prayer, and maybe learning our Sabbath school lesson and memory verse? Do you think that's a way that we can spend time with Jesus and have that good part in our day? Well, I want you to think about something. Which is more important, eating breakfast or having quiet time with Jesus every morning? Do you know? They're both important, aren't they? Why do we need food every morning? What does that do? It gives us energy, right, for the day? Well, spending time with Jesus, it's just like giving us energy, but spiritual energy. So yes, they're both important, but it's really important that we do both. We make sure that we eat breakfast, but we don't always make sure that we spend time with Jesus. But if you don't spend time with Jesus, you are missing out. You're not allowing him to change you and to give you power for the day to say no to Satan and his temptations. Now, it might help if you go to bed a little earlier. I find that when I go to bed early, guess what? It's easier to get up in the morning. What about you? If you go to bed early, do you get up early in the morning or earlier? I bet your parents know that answer, don't they? Let's think about something else, which is more important, family worship or sleeping in a little longer in the morning, or maybe watching TV in the evening or family worship, or maybe playing until bedtime. How can you help to have family worship in your home? When we spend time as a family worshiping God and learning more about Him, it helps us to be stronger as a family. You know, sometimes it's a little hard to get to Sabbath school on time, isn't it? It might be a little difficult. Why do you think that is? Maybe because we sleep in on Saturday mornings? Well, the thing is if we miss out on Sabbath school, we're missing out on time with Jesus. So do we want to make sure that we're at Sabbath school every Saturday morning? Yes, we do. But in order to do that, we might need to go to bed a little bit earlier. Or maybe on Friday, get all of our stuff ready for Sabbath and for church so that when we get up in the morning, everything's ready. Our clothes are laid out. We just put them on. We eat breakfast. And maybe our things are already in the car so you don't have to be rushing around or afraid that you're going to be late. But it takes time and it takes effort. And it definitely takes a little bit of planning to make sure that you're ready to be at Sabbath school on time. You know, sometimes it's easy to be like Martha and to just rush around and to be really busy with things and playing and going to the park and going to story time at the library or school or soccer or gymnastics or music lessons. And everything can just kind of fill in our day so that we don't have time with Jesus. How do you think that makes Jesus feel? It makes him feel sad. And he wishes that we were like Mary, choosing that good part, taking that time to spend with him. Now, it doesn't have to be really long, but it needs to be enough that we can come away and know that God is going to be with us through our day. And that reminds me of a story that we're going to close with. Pavel Goya was in school, but he also knew that he needed to spend time with Jesus every morning. And so he determined that no matter what happened, he would take time with Jesus. And not just a little bit of time, but enough time to know that God would be with him through the day. One morning he slept in and he was supposed to be in class. And his class, the professor was one of the strictest communist professors he had ever had. He knew he had a choice to make. He could spend that time with God and miss class and get in big trouble. Or he could go to class and miss out on time with God. And, you know, God wouldn't mind, right? He can spend time with him later that day or that evening or the next day. But he had determined that he was not going to start a day without God by his side. So that's what he did. He took time with God, and it was about 2 hours by the time he finally got to school after spending time with God. And guess what he found? He found that the professor had called in sick and class had been canceled. Isn't that amazing? God honored Pavel Goya and his commitment to spend time with him, and he didn't get in any trouble, and he's had God by his side. Isn't that awesome? There's another story, because I know you love stories. My kids love stories, so I have one more, and it's about Pavel Goya. And guess what? He accidentally slept in again. Oh man, what do you think is going to happen this time? Well, he had an important meeting. One of Pavel Goya's supervisors had denied him his money, even though he had worked. And, you know, that's not very good, is it? You work, you should get your money. So that's what this meeting was all about. And this special meeting was there in the morning. And here Pavel Goya had slept in. He was going to be late to the meeting if he went and spent time with God. So he had a choice to make. Do I spend time with God or do I go to this meeting? And you know what he did? What he chose? He chose to spend time with God. He had made a promise to God. He would spend time with him until he was sure that God would be with him through the whole day. Well, he spent about 2 hours with God in prayer, in Bible study, and guess what? He went to that meeting, and even though he was 2 hours late, the building commissioner had not even noticed because he had been so busy that he hadn't had time to get to Pavel's case. And when he did, Pavel was right there and they got it discussed and they got it taken care of very quickly and he could go. God honored Pavel for spending time with him. Did you know that God will honor you for spending time with him? For taking that time every morning? It will be worth it. But it takes a choice and it takes a commitment. But we have to believe that in Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." So when we seek that first, guess what? "And all these things will be added to you." I know I want to spend time with Jesus and I want to make a commitment to spend more time with him. What about you? Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care. Lord, we want to commit to spending more time with you. Help us to keep you first in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to finish with our memory verse song. This is the last day for our memory verse song. And I know that you know it by now. So I want you to sing loudly and let's sing Luke chapter 10, verse 42 together.
One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen a good part, which will not be taken away from her. One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.